2,500 people a week are affected by this food. And of those 2,500 people, about 400 or so, 450 come to our services. And those 2,500 are just family extensions. When people go home, they go home with, you know, $150 worth of food in their cart, and they can't eat it all, so they're sharing with their family and neighbor. We have scheduled pickups at midnight, two scheduled pickups, and then throughout the day we're just on call for two of the Trader Joe's, and then three or four of the days a week we go up to 72nd Broadway, a different store.
Did not load enough.
It's really a convenience for them that we are able to be so fast on the, you know, on the call. When they call us, we try to be there within 15, 20 minutes.
Look at all these. Okay, all of you that have a Bible, next week I want you to bring a Bible. Now, if you're really struggling with, wow, I don't know if I've got the strength to bring my shopping cart or the Bible, leave the shopping cart at home. And you bring your Bible. Now, here's why. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Our passion here is that the East Village know the Word of God. We want the gospel of God to flow like a river in this place. And I want you to so know this book that it does for you what it's done for me. It is possible to know that there is a God but not know Him. It is possible to believe that there is a God and not know who He is or who His Son is. And that is why in the history of humanity you have what's called idolatry. Cultures and people make a God in their own image. I think that God is like this. God would never do that. See, we make a God in our own image and we really don't know who He is. Today is one of the days that we have a distribution of food in our services. People in our community come, they bring an empty shopping cart, and while we're having a service, sharing with them the gospel of Christ and preaching the word of God, their shopping cart is on the second floor, and they're receiving donated food we pick up every single day from the Trader Joe's here in Manhattan. Practical Christianity is taking the love of God and benefiting other people. The Bible says do good to all men, especially the household of faith. And so here at Tompkins Square, we have sought to couple the Word of God with beneficial deeds, meeting the needs. We have better than 40 widows that come every single week to receive this help. We have elderly people, people that are on disabilities, limited incomes, people that have lost their jobs, people that are struggling. And they've come here and they found the love of God in a very practical way. Our people are learning to serve people, become a servant. They're learning to labor in love. And so we thank God for what He's doing. But most of all, we're thankful for the Word of God that is flowing from this place. And people in our community are hearing of the grace of God and the gospel of Christ. And then they're being instructed in God's word. So that happens many times a week here.